Machinery Haulers Association annual meeting. God, this has been terrific, Dave. I mean, what a great way to come back, a chance to see a lot of people we haven't seen in a while, make some new friends. And you're getting a chance. You just introduced me to somebody that you actually got a chance to meet a while back, didn't you?
Quite a while back. We won't say how long, though, for your sake, John. But John Esparza is with us, President and CEO of the Texas Trucking Association. And back in the earlier days, we used to come every year to the Southwest Trucking Show. I was at Fort Worth and then Houston, then San Antonio, and we circled around, and we just love San Antonio too. I got to tell you, and that's just an incredible city, and being right here at in the heart of the city on the river, it's charming, isn't it? I mean, it's a charming place with so much. Like, this building over here was built in 1719. Yeah. You know, it's a restaurant now and stuff like that. It's the real stuff. It's like New Orleans in Texas, in a sense, isn't it?
It truly is. Thanks for having me again, guys. Dave, it's always good to see you. But it's a beautiful town. We do a lot of our conventions right here in the heart of San Antonio, mm-hmm. something that we've missed, and we're looking forward to actually getting back together again this year as well as an association ourselves.
Well, it's no coincidence that the TMHA is here in Texas, and the TXTA, the Texas Trucking Association, is here to greet the TMHA because you guys are part and part. You guys are melded together, aren't you?
We truly are, Dave. In this state especially, we have so much oil field in this state. You know, at one point in time, the state was two associations for those years back when we first met, Dave. There was a Oil Field Haulers Association, and then there was a trucking association. They merged over the years, but it still remains part of our DNA that there's so much machine hauling that goes around in this state. So it made sense to us and to me, and I was just very grateful that they invited me to come down this morning.
You know, and the other thing is, too, we were talking this morning with earlier on about the idea that these are the exact kind of associations moving forward into the future with the rapid changes in technology, both with the with trucking and the machinery that's on the trucks in this particular conversation, that these kind of organizations and the kind of synergy between organizations is really, really crucial if the industry is going to grow and keep up with all the trends that are coming every minute now, right?
It certainly is. And I like to say, you know, a lot of folks look at the trucking industry and see that, well, you know, it's trucking. What is there to technology with trucking? And we say there's an awful lot. And as a matter of fact, you know, trucking leads in so many areas of technology. And it, here in the short amount of years, just I look back 3 or 4 or 5 years and we start talking about the technology behind truck platooning and automated trucking. There's just so many different areas that are deployed through technology that make our roads safer, and it's if not for trucks adopting them, and especially with a growing population, that's a problem we face in Texas, and all across the country, you know, we're getting bigger and we're moving more freight. We have to be able to do that safer, and technology is a good assist on that.
I thought it was really interesting, too, that it began to dawn on me after a couple of years in this job that if a person really wanted to know what the future of mobility is going to be, the pilot programs that the federal government and the state governments engage in regards to trucking often point the way for the way the rest of us are going to be driving for the next decade or so.
And that's true. And even if here in the state of Texas, we actually, I recall a couple of sessions ago, changing some state laws to ensure that we were allowing some of that technology to be able to deploy and begin their pilot programs in areas of the state that few folks realize, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was happening here. But it is, and it has been happening. And like any other state, we hope that we're not just a good proving ground for these technologies, but we want to be first and early adopters, especially when it comes to the safety of our highways.
I love that idea, too, the idea that the states are, of course, we call them the laboratory of democracy. But in many ways, you know, states like yourself, states like the big fellow on the West Coast and some of our friends on the East Coast become these kind of laboratories for what's next in driving. Because a place like Texas provides not only the population necessary to figure out what's going to go on the road, but the geography.
Yeah.
I mean, in the sense that you have like different, you know, Texas is not one place. It's 4 or 5 different sort of geographical locations that give you a chance to test out this kind of stuff. So it's important, therefore, forward in many ways to kind of protect the industry and to kind of figure out what's happening in regards to that, which is why these associations are so important. What do you guys got going on now in regards to, you know, Austin, in regards to Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I actually woke up this morning here in San Antonio. We had a late night yesterday and decided it would be best to come here. normally, and my family will tell you, and my staff will tell you, I don't like to spend the night anywhere that I don't have to. Love sleeping in my own bed, but it made sense to get down here early and be a part of your show, but also get an early start. Got to spend some time with some of the members last night here in San Antonio, which is always great. But what's keeping us up late at night in San Antonio, or excuse me, in Austin, are the legislative session. We're in full swing here in Texas, and it's a 140-day session every 2 years. We're about 50 days left, so it's kind of like we've crescendoed the top of the roller coaster, and we're heading downhill.
But there's still time.
There's still plenty of time, and a lot we've got going on. So it's a good time in Texas to be working and trucking.
You know, folks have proprietary things that are kept in safes in terms of, so this is how we do business, this is our secret formula, and that's all fine and good. But and of course we'll not stop talking about technology, certainly in my lifetime. That's the big thrust now everywhere, and nobody can do anything now alone. You can't do things alone. That's why the OEMs are partnering with these new startups that nobody's ever heard of, because you have your core competencies. And an OEM in trucking does not have a computer-based core competency, but these folks do. So everybody's melding together and working together and forming coalitions and organizations. What I'm getting at here is the importance of having organizations like TMHA, TXT, all of the trucking associations, any type of association in this industry. Is not just a nice place to have a yearly visit and see old friends and learn stuff about safety and technology, as you do. But to get something done and move forward, people are merging together more and more and more. It's the way of the world now, and trucking is really getting into that fast lane, in a sense, isn't it?
It really is, Dave. And we have to. I think in order to accomplish anything, you know, we're in the process right now of having built a large coalition just for some issues with our legislative sessions. You know, we're looking for changes legislatively. It starts with coalition building. So it makes sense and stands to reason that as truckers, we all have to continue to band together under our like causes, pursuing those items and issues that we need to seek for changes that help not just us as an industry, but this is the wonderful part about being in the trucking industry. I've never been a part, and I've got family that we've been in, my family's been in trucking since the 30s. Mm-hmm. There is never been a time where I've seen someone in trucking step forward and say, put me before, you know, create an environment where I am at have an advantage over another industry or another competitor.
First
it's just
equals.
Not that way. Yeah. Absolutely. It is always about give us a level playing field in which to operate and let us succeed. And that's exactly what trucking does and will continue to do no matter what into the future.
Finally, you know, we're looking towards the future. Can you talk about, is there anything on the horizon that has you either very, very hopeful or a little bit worried coming out of Austin or coming out of D.C.?
You know, the many years that I've been able to do this, I feel like talk about the year ahead, the year behind. When you talk to our members, it's about, well, we're cautiously optimistic. And we say that every year, and I can get in and define it, and it's different every year. But I think that's just a sense of who we are as truckers. You have to be cautiously optimistic in this industry. You have to put faith in our leadership. You have to, in volunteers, in our organizations, our associations, you have to have some confidence that things will continue to improve. And there's always this set of unintended consequences when laws are passed, when rules are promulgated, that we have to engage in. And we've got folks that are just, they're bootstrap folks, you know, they are hard scrabble people, and they're like, you know what, if you don't get involved, then if you're not busy getting involved in the game, then you're going to get out of the game. And that's what these associations, that's what these organizations, these opportunity to get together are all about. It, just like you said, it's not just about networking.
There's a new website for folks to type in once and put it in their favorites, keeptexastrucking.com. Give us a little thumbnail look at that.
Absolutely. That is a coalition that was created in order to engage our membership for tort reforms in the state of Texas, and we're in the process of doing that right now. That membership, invite anybody that's listening. It doesn't cost anything to belong to it. It keeps you informed of what we're doing in the state of Texas and, frankly, what we need you to do, because you can help us when it comes to the alerts and the timing of bills and their moving, individuals across the state that we need help contacting to emphasize that we need these changes. The litigation and the lawsuit environment in Texas is awful, and we're right here in San Antonio, we're at ground zero. Unfortunately, we Texas likes to lead in a lot of things. This isn't one of them we're proud of, and unfortunately, we are one of the worst states in the country when it comes to the lawsuit abuse that's occurring. We've got to bring balance back to our civil justice system, and we're starting by doing that through that coalition.
KeepTexasTrucking.com.
Yes, sir.
All right.
John, it is a pleasure to meet you. I hope you have a great time over the next couple of days. We've been having a fantastic time. Guys, please head over to TexasTrucking.com or www.KeepTexasTrucking.com as we continue our coverage here at the Machinery Haulers Association. John, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Dave.
We'll be right back after these messages.